This is a lecture and demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 19th of January, 1954. The title is Exteriorization, Demonstration. This lecture and demonstration is 40 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay, we have now a little example on exteriorization. I want to give you first the routine for exteriorization, and I do mean the routine. You ask a preclear to be 3 feet back of your head when he is with some certainty, or without even much certainty. You ask him for three places he is not. You never ask him where he is until he's absolutely certain of his location and volunteers the fact. You never send him to various portions of anywhere. You just start asking him for places he's not. Be 3 feet back of your head, give me some places you're not. Then you can run off, actually, the rest of step 1A of 8C, if you want to. It is designed for that. Now, if you ask him where he is, you'll actually upset him. If you ask him to go to specific places and he doesn't know where he is already, you'll upset him further. If you start sending him places immediately when he's completely uncertain and shaky about the thing, you'll turn on an automaticity that may send him places. In other words, what you want to do is to run the lightest that you can run after a person's exteriorized. All right, we'll give you an example of this. George, be 3 feet back of your hand. Now give me three universes you're not buttered all over. Okay, give me another one that you're not buttered all over.
My whole universe.
Okay. One more. Okay, be 3 feet back of your head and find a nothingness somewhere. Got it?
No.
Can't find a nothingness?
No.
Can you get a nothingness of your body? Well, can you get an idea of it? All right. Is that nothingness giving you orders?
No.
No, you're certain of that?
Yeah.
Let's get another nothingness that isn't giving you orders. Okay. Now give me three places you're not. Good. Be 3 feet back of your head. And give me three more places you're not. I get real certain about this.
Not in El Cerrito.
Mm-hmm.
Not in my room in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the post office in Phoenix.
Good. Give me three more places. Mm-hmm.
And in the house next door to the left. Mm-hmm. Next door to the right.
Okay. Now, where aren't you thinking right now?
I'm not thinking about the Empire State Building.
Okay.
At the Westward Hole.
Good.
And underneath this building.
Good. Give me three auditors who are not auditing you at this moment.
Pam, Ross, Lee.
Okay, give me three more that aren't auditing you at this moment.
John, Tom.
Good. Give me three more that aren't auditing you at this moment.
Jeanette, Carol,
one more.
Burke.
Okay. Now give me three pre-clears you are not auditing at this moment. Okay, give me three auditors you're not being audited by at this moment.
John, Edna, Jim.
Good. Three more auditors you're not being audited by at this moment.
Maida.
Good. Now, give me three auditors who aren't auditing me at this moment.
Me. Jeanette.
Mm-hmm.
And Ross.
Good. Three more that aren't auditing me. Good. Three more that aren't auditing me.
Jonathan. Lulu. Jeanette.
Mm-hmm. Three more. Okay. Now three that aren't auditing you at this moment.
Bruno. George. Alfia.
Okay. Now let's get a wider time view of this. You've been in this business a long time now. Give me three auditors that aren't auditing you. Okay, and three that are not on a long-term basis of the auditors you've known, three that aren't auditing me. Two more.
Got
Okay, and three that aren't auditing you.
John.
Good. Speak three feet back of your head. A little easier now?
A little bit. Not too much.
Not too much. All right. Give me three places in your body where you aren't thinking.
I'm thinking in my right foot, left foot, my right kneecap.
All right. Three more places where you're not thinking. Okay, and give me three auditors that aren't auditing you at this moment. Okay, three more. Okay. Now, give me three pre-clears you're not processing right now.
Lee, Edna, Jackie.
Good. And three auditors who aren't auditing you right now.
Cliff.
Good. Three more that aren't auditing you. Good. Give me three techniques that aren't being used on you at this moment.
Repeater. Double terminals.
Good.
Self-analysis.
Good. And three auditors who aren't auditing other auditors. Good.
Dick is nodding, Carol.
Good.
Pam is nodding, Lee.
Good. Give me three auditing breaks which aren't being made at this moment.
Not being validated. is being evaluated for. Not being made uncertain.
Not being made what?
Uncertain.
Good. All right. And three auditors who weren't auditing you. Well, now there's no laws against duplicating. Not around here.
Jeanette, Ross, and Dick.
Okay. And what auditor in particular isn't auditing you right now? You sure of that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then be 3 feet back of your head. Good. Throw up a mock-up of buttering you all over the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Duplicate it.
Mm-hmm.
Duplicate it.
Mm-hmm.
Duplicate it. Duplicate it.
Mm-hmm.
Throw the duplicates away.
Mm-hmm.
Be 3 feet back of your head now and make a duplicate of the room.
Okay.
Duplicate it.
Mm-hmm.
And again.
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 Mm-hmm.
Throw them away. Mock up a horse's body. This is nothing personal. Just mock up a horse's body that you're going to say you've exteriorized from right now. Pretend you've exteriorized from this horse's body.
Mm-hmm.
And get where you're not in this horse's body.
No, not in his head, not his feet, not in his tail.
Good. Now get exactly where you're located with regard to the horse.
About 3 feet above his head.
Good. Good. Now make the horse go away.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now let's get a baseball from which you're exteriorizing.
Mm-hmm.
And get how fine this is to exteriorize from dead horse hide, not live horse hide. Got that? All right, now tell me where you're not in the baseball.
Not in the center of it, not in the seams, not touching it.
Good, throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
Go away, okay?
No.
All right, now let's get a very, very old man that you're exteriorizing from at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Got him?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now tell me where you're not thinking in his body.
Not thinking in his beard. Not thinking in his head, in his chest.
Good, throw him away. All right, now let's be in the place which is most pleasant to you in this life.
Been.
I don't care. You're telling me.
So it was a real nice island, South Seas.
Good. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Got it real good? Has it got good mass?
Fair.
Fair. Why don't you give it some more mass? Make several duplicates of it and push them into it. Pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
Better?
Mm-hmm.
Take one of the duplicates out and throw it away. Maybe you had too many there.
Okay.
All right. Now mock up two more duplicates and push it in.
Okay.
All right. Now let's get a no island right alongside of it. Now, which is the most pleasant?
The no island.
The no island, okay. Now, let's be sitting on top of this no island and get a no girl.
Okay.
Pretty good? All right. Now, let's throw all this away. Mm-hmm. Be 3 feet back of your head. Mm-hmm. And give me 3 places. You are not.
The microphone. On the right hand, upper thumbtack and the bulletin board.
Good.
And I'm on the lower back, left hand corner of the room.
Good. All right. Now, how's your certainty in our experience? Well, better or worse? How?
Much better.
Much better. Mm-hmm. I wonder what could have made it much better. Well, all right. Now, be 3 feet back of your head there and mark up a set of eyes. Mm-hmm. Throw them away. Mm-hmm. Another set.
Okay.
Throw them away. Mm-hmm. Another set. Mm-hmm. Throw them away. Mm-hmm. Another set. Mm-hmm. Throw them away.
No.
Another set. Mm-hmm. Throw them away. Now let's mark up a set and waste them.
Okay.
How'd you waste them?
Squashed them with a big hammer.
Good. All right. Now let's take a set of these and see how beautiful they are to look through.
Yeah, but I've got an idea things could be much more beautiful.
Yeah? Oh, no, let's get how beautiful they are to look through and how it's just the thing to have, the thing to do.
Okay.
Throw them away. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, tell me 3 things you don't have to know at this moment. Good. Another one.
Don't have to know what time it is, the exact minute.
Good. One more.
Don't need to know what's happening at the North Pole.
Good. All right. Tell me 3 more things you don't have to know. Good.
And I have to know if the temperature is the center of the earth.
Good.
And I have to know whether it's going to rain 5 minutes from now.
All right. Now give me 3 things of which you don't have to be certain. Give me one.
Yeah, probably.
Just one. One thing which you don't have to be certain.
Don't have to be certain what nothing is.
Okay. All right. One more.
Is from here to the sun.
Good.
really don't have to be certain of what you're going to do in the next few minutes.
Okay, good. All right, now let's get three questions you're not being asked.
I'm not being asked my name. I'm not being asked where I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not being asked what time it is.
Good. I'll be 3 feet back of your head there and tell me how your certainty of perception is.
Better.
Not very good. Well, tell me three places you don't have to perceive.
Don't have to perceive in the back of this building.
Good.
On the moon.
Good.
You don't have to perceive what's going on in the Field Museum in Chicago.
Good. All right. Now, your perception getting a little better? Or certainty getting a little better there as we go along? Or?
Mm-hmm.
God. Now, tell me three places you don't have to be this very instant.
Don't have to be in Oakland. Don't have to be in New York. Don't have to be in Nashville.
Good. Three more places you don't have to be at this instant.
Don't have to be in Austin, Texas. Don't have to be in Rockford, Illinois. Don't have to be in Newmarket, Ontario.
Good. And three things now, three more things of which you don't have to be certain.
I don't have to be certain of what everybody else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
What everybody else has.
Mm-hmm.
And what everybody else's certainty is.
Okay. That's a cagey one. All right, give me three places where it wouldn't be necessary to be in present time.
Well, not necessary being Central Drive-In. Necessary to be in East Department Store. Not necessary to be in the store across the street.
All right, give me three things around your clothes someplace that it isn't important for you to smell.
It's not important for me to smell the air outside right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not important for me to smell some garbage can outside.
Good.
And it's not important for me to smell what's on the porch here.
Good. Now, what emotions don't you have to combat at this moment? Give me three emotions you don't have to combat at this moment.
Apathy. Grief. Serenity.
Good. Now let's get that last one's real good, isn't it? You'll never have to combat it. All right, give me three things you're not trying to be at this instant.
I got cat, man, dog.
All right. Are you trying to be a man at this instant?
Well, I kind of took a double look at that.
Well, I'll give you
the
one.
The answer is no.
Huh?
The answer is no.
Okay. All right. Now be 3 feet back of your head and get a body, no matter what kind of a body.
Mach 1.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then duplicate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just continue to duplicate it until you got an awful lot of it.
Can't pitiful looking thing.
Okay. Get a lot of it.
Actually, doesn't even have head.
Good. Got lots of them now?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Give them to somebody they'd be acceptable to.
Be acceptable to a scarecrow.
All right. Give them to a scarecrow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, let's mock up a little bit better kind of body. You sure of this one?
I'm having difficulty doing it.
Well, get a worse kind of body.
Okay. This one's just kind of a stick figure.
All right. Now duplicate it a lot of times.
Okay.
Okay. Now give all those to whoever it'd be acceptable to.
To a little boy to play with.
All right, give them to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now get a much worse kind of body.
Get a round ball.
All right, good. Now duplicate it several times. Who's that acceptable to?
Acceptable to some other beings that have round ball bodies.
All right, give it to them.
Okay.
Okay. Now, mock up your body and blow it up. Mark it up and blow it up again.
Mm-hmm.
Now mark it up and implode it.
Mm-hmm.
Mark it up and implode it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get a nothingness of your body.
Yeah.
Duplicate it. Duplicate it.
Mm-hmm.
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 Throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
Get a nothingness of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Duplicate it.
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 Mm-hmm.
Throw them away.
Mm-hmm.
Be 3 feet back of your head.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing? Doing a lot better? Perception any better?
Blackness right now.
Blackness. But do you have a feeling of being more in a unit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, put a big sphere of blackness around the blackness which you now have.
I had to go outside and look at it to make sure it was bigger.
Attaboy. All right, throw away. And be where you please.
Okay.
You all right now?
Mm-hmm.
All right, grab on two back anchor points of the rope.
Mm-hmm.
Good. End the session. Okay, any questions about this session? Any new, strange, or irrelevant material suddenly show up? I was using acceptance level processing there, not absolutely necessary, but very interesting. Sometimes on a case like that, why a person gets a body that's terribly acceptable to him. Yes?
Was this some reason for sticking to being for auditors and not auditing you for some...
Yes, there was a specific reason. There'd been an auditing break on this pre-clear. An auditing break on George here in the last 24 hours, which had spattered him around a little bit. And this person's name wasn't coming up, which was why I just kept drum, pound, 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 until we finally got the auditor's name. As soon as we got the auditor's name, well, we kicked it out. You see what I was looking for there? That took a long time, didn't it, John? You notice it wasn't a pre-clear problem because we had a fast communication. But it must be an auditor problem because we weren't getting too much change on the auditor lag. So I changed it off into a present time bracket, more or less. Three auditors that aren't auditing me, and so forth, just so we get shaken up on the subject of auditors a little bit. Now we finally get this out. This is a very indirect method, but a very effective one, of recovering sessions and so on. Another one, with a pre-clear being a little bit more stable, condition exteriorized, a little bit better exteriorization, you just chase him around to all the auditing rooms. And more auditing rooms show up on some pre-clear that's been in Dianetics and Scientology. There's just lots and lots and lots of auditing rooms. And he finds three of them, and then he finds four of them, and then he finds eight of them, and then he's got finally 25 of them, and then he's got 35, and then he's got a couple of hundred, and he's finally moving around, being in this one and that one, the next one and the next one, the next one, the next one, just zingity, 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 zing. Then he's in present time in all of them and says, what do you know, they've redecorated the place. Well, as soon as you start to get this kind of a manifestation, you're snapping him into present time in those places. You're getting the manifestation of present time elsewhere. See that? Although the pattern I was using on George here, it was apparently not, although we did have this specific problem we were working out, you generally have a problem you're working out with a pre-clear if you've done your work well, one kind or another. But although the pattern I was using was apparently not very specific and so forth, it was just standard pattern. It just varied a little bit here and there. And the only process that threw in on it was acceptance level processing. The only reason I threw that in is because he hadn't yet mentioned that he had a view of his body. So I was just using this process to get him to mock up and look at bodies. That's the only reason we were using that process. It had no deeper significance than that. Pre-clear always read much deeper significance into what you're doing than what you're putting there, inevitably. What the cardinal crime in auditing is to ask somebody where he is. You can ask him where if he's stabilized or if he's certain he's outside or something, but where are you? And then start sending him to places when he hasn't yet answered this question to his own satisfaction. Now he has to volunteer the answer to it. I don't care if it took you 15 hours. You wait for the guy to volunteer this. And he suddenly says, you know, I'm sitting right up here in the corner of the room looking down at the whole room. Okay, so he's there in the corner of the room. He volunteered the answer. You never ask him for it. So you ask him where he's not, never where he is. You got it? Well, we're late for lunch. Let's go.